True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Megan Chaik is with us. She's been with us on many a game night so far this year, and we're diving in on hockey and non-hockey today with Megan from Stathletes. Hi, Megan. How are you?
Great. How are you?
We're really
You've
good.
You've been to Primenti's in Pittsburgh, right? Have you been to that? Oh, my goodness. Duffery loves it.
There we go. On the list.
On the list.
Okay. This is a growing list. Now, when you are traveling, what's your go-to food type? In every big city?
That's a good question. I mean, I'm actually currently traveling. I'm in Calgary. I'm at the USA CHL Prospects Challenge. I'm actually going to Lethbridge this afternoon. The second game's tonight. Mm-hmm. If I'm in Calgary, you have to go for Alberta beef. I think the same in Edmonton, right? So I'm always looking for steakhouses. Vancouver sushi. Toronto, I feel like there's a little bit of everything. Toronto Buffalo wings, maybe. Montreal. I mean, Montreal's one of the best. I think it has the number one rated restaurant in North America right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, wow.
That Le Lapin, or is it like being like little bunny, little rabbit?
Le Lapin, rabbit. Yes, yes.
Totally. So
I've never been there. Oh, this is going to be
Neither
a new place for me to go.
Neither have I. I've tried. So if anyone is watching,
who do we know? Buffalo, who do we know that can get
exactly.
us in?
Yeah. I went to, what was that one? There's so many good restaurants in Montreal that I went to at Four Nations too. So that was a nice eating tour. New York obviously has great restaurants as well. So anything from Italian to, I try everything in New York. And
don't sleep on Chicago.
Chicago, of course, deep dish pizza, steakhouses as well.
I see, like I'm boring. I go to like the regular maybe chain spots. I need to like when Duffer and I are going to be in Seattle and whatever.
Nice.
Duffer, do your research. We got to hit a good spot in Seattle. Maybe go down to Market or something.
The Market sounds appealing. Sadly, there are no concerts that night, Marty. So you are stuck with me as a dinner date when we get there.
Okay.
So.
We can find something to do. Duffer loves his music. Maybe like you talk about your food, Megan Duffer, that's the music side of it. There's always something going on.
Great.
Just quickly, before we touch on the league and the Sabres, how was that CHL top prospect NTDP game last night? Because surprisingly, the NTDP like came through and won that one.
It was interesting. And I think the reason they won is defensively, they were so strong. They kept the CHL out of the middle. The CHL actually had a lot more shot attempts than them. I think it was like 80-40. But the NTDP really took away any high quality chances, and their goaltender played extremely well. It looked like they were just holding on there a little bit at the end as the CHL was playing together a bit more as a team. You know, that's a tough part, right? The CHL doesn't play together. The NTDP does. So there was some learning curve, let's say, for the CHL settling in, but you can't take anything away from USA. They played an extremely well defensively structured. There were no breakdowns. When there were, they knew who had coverage. And it seemed like the CHL was scrambling a little bit, right? When they would like lose grasp of the game and there was a lot of like transitional neutral zone breakdowns for the CHL that led in the back of the net, unfortunately.
Yep.
Or fortunately.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, Megan, instinctively, based on your ongoing research, we're a quarter of the way into the season. So just like instinctively, when you see Buffalo at Pittsburgh tonight, like, what are you thinking without diving whole, you know, into all the numbers that you crunch? Like, just on the surface, what are you thinking of?
On the surface, I'm looking at special teams. So Pittsburgh has the best power play. Sabres have the best penalty kill. So I love that matchup. And I hope that they'll neutralize each other. Mm-hmm. But then also, you know, you want to see a bit more out of Sidney Crosby. I think that's what everyone wants to see in this sort of, you know, last few years he's playing. 86 career points against Buffalo. So I'm assuming that he has a big game. And Sid the Kid, it doesn't seem like he's slowing down, right? He's kind of this ageless wonder that is very efficient, right? He can win battles. He's mm-hmm. behind the net all the time, makes great passes, plays, shows up on the scoreboard. And I think they've been like 47-19-6 versus the Sabres. So, yeah, it's tough with Pittsburgh. They on the paper, you know, they look like an aging core and have had struggles. But Erik Karlsson early in the season said that, like, our coach doesn't demand anything more than what we're good at. Mm-hmm. And I think that's sort of the framework that I'd see them rolling into the Sabres is you have to expect them playing to their strengths. So if you can neutralize that and score off the rush, get some net front presence, get, you know, a bit of that, those easy goals for the Sabres, you have a good chance. But there's always that Sidney Crosby sort of looming behind the net.
Yeah, Sid the Kid. I could never stop him. It was so frustrating. So maybe that's why he felt confidence against the Sabres, because I fueled his confidence early in his
career.
There
you go. It's your fault.
Maybe that was the problem. But Tage Thompson has a 6-game goal streak going on, looking for 7. We saw Jason Robertson last night get to 7, and he's hot, maybe playing his way onto an Olympic team. Do you think Tage is maybe gathering some of that momentum maybe for Team USA as well?
I think he should, especially with how hard of a shot he has. He gives him a lot more optionality. I was actually shocked that he didn't make the Four Nations. And I think that's a bit of the, do you pick the player or a team, right? I think sometimes people are clouded in their decisions based on the success of teams versus the style of players and who will actually help push them forward. There's actually only been 2 Sabres that have had 5-game goal streaks. And Tage is now one of them. Do you know who the other one is, Marty?
Like on the team right now?
Correct.
Or
no, his all time.
Well, we talked about it the other day, but recently was Pominville at a 6-game, I believe, right? Was that?
Well, 2. So Tage has had 2 now. He had 1 in April.
Of them, okay. Oh, the multiple, yes.
Multiple.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Man, I Duffer, you quizzed me the other day, but we didn't talk about multiple 6-gamers.
Oh, no,
we didn't. I would go with Perreault.
Chatan. Yeah.
Oh, so Miro. Okay. Yeah. He was one of those guys that had, you know, he had 7 gamer?
8.
Or
so
8.
It's Miro and McGillney and Foligno have 8 gamers. But the fact that Miro, to your point, Megan, had 2 of them, a 6 and an 8 is remarkable. And it's funny because it does.
Wow.
It when you say that, Megan, it draws everybody back into that era where everyone talked about Hasek and almost nobody else on the team.
Right.
And yet every year there was one guy who was a little further ahead on the scoring list, but never enough seemingly to be among the league leaders. And it was always Miro Chatan. So it is kind of crazy how that comes around at a time like this. Now, we wanted to do this.
He did
today.
Win a cup, Miro. He won a cup.
And, there you go.
You know,
yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to dive in, Megan, with you just on, like, obviously you project all of this numerically, statistically, almost organically, like it just comes off the tongue so easily and efficiently for you. We want to know, like, where did this all begin? Like, when did you dive in and have this love for all of this that is now like a big part of your day-to-day career?
That's a great question. I don't think it happened overnight. I mean, people always like to think success is sort of immediate for people. For me, I was always playing sports growing up. knew a lot about baseball specifically. So when I looked at hockey, there wasn't a lot of data. I didn't really understand how they quantified the game. My brother was, you know, playing AAA. He was coached with people like Ted Nolan and played with Jordan Nolan growing up in the St. Catharines area. So there was, you know, 4 a.m. wake ups, and I was always at my dad sometimes coached too. So always part of the process of hockey and preparation. And was in university, did a lot of like quantitative subjects and doing a lot of modeling and that sort of stuff in the background too, with, you know, math and stats. So it was just sort of a natural, like, why can't people quantify hockey better? And then dipping more into like the software of why now can we not scale it? So not just do a, you know, a player or a team, but do an entire league. So we work with the NHL. We do every game every night, AHL, ECHL, CHL, which is why I'm out here doing some of that stat breakdowns and thinking about hockey as a whole, providing better, more transparent data so that people can really understand what makes some of the players so great that don't just end up on the box score, right? Like, what's a good shutdown defenseman? Why is that goaltender so magnificent on some plays but then less in others? Mm-hmm. So kind of like the strengths and weaknesses, and also just like the dynamic of the game, like how you can win better. And you see that with, like, you know, people carrying in the puck more or more cross ice passes. A lot of people have figured out how to increase the quality of their shot, their expected goal, by looking into the data in a lot larger sample. So yeah, we built software and looked to like automate data collection, distribution, and then, you know, use AI too to like unearth some different elements that maybe as a human, you know, you don't have enough time to do the research to really dig into like thousands of games, millions of data points, but you can let software now go through and seek out like what correlates to winning, how do you complete passes better. So it was, you know, an 18-year journey now to where I am. We have over 200 employees, and, you know, and we're successful in terms of like startups. We're more into like the scale up level, but I don't really want to stop now. I want to, you know, make it even better, more seamless, more automated, especially with how much like AI, computer vision, machine learning is moving at this point.
Well, we got a great question from Glenn that kind of goes to the data and to what sure. you can unearth when it comes to making something more successful. Glenn asked a question for Megan. How about Beck Malenstein on the power play? This guy can finish. I don't think that the data would suggest Beck on the power play, but he's got 2 goals in 4. But I thought it'd be funny to get what you saw out of Beck Malenstein and that beautiful goal against Carolina the other day.
It was awesome. And that was, he's one of those players that the eye test will tell you, and we discussed this on the panel too, that he can be yep. speedy when he wants to be. He yep. was in the top 5 of any top speed this year. I think he was like 22.6. Mm-hmm. Connor McDavid was 24.6. So he can move with a lot of speed and intention, but I think he's looking at a small subject matter and a few glimpses where maybe he doesn't deserve necessarily power play time. But using him to his potential, you know, whether it's on the forecheck or his speed, that, you know now with tracking data exactly how fast he is, not just uh-huh. we think he's fast.
Megan, it's
so
actually,
great question.
I think that's funny you say we don't have, that's a small sample. We can't look at a small sample.
Yeah. But
the more you look at the question, it's actually really great based on everything you just said about using numbers to project. And Marty says it all the time. If you're in the NHL, you've made it there for a reason. They all have talent. So how do you take numbers like the speed bursts and things like that, and then the finish that we saw the other day, and contemplate as a coaching staff and a management group, well, what if we use this player in this role a little bit more often, right? Isn't that kind of what
totally.
You're getting? Yeah.
Totally. And I think that's player development. It's like, do you trade for a different asset or do you make your own players better, right? Do you improve upon the areas where maybe they have glaring weaknesses, or do you put them in situations where you minimize those weaknesses with a good understanding of when that falls down? And I think a great example this year for the Sabres is just how good Samuelson and Dahlin have played together, right? They've been career high, you know, 5 goals already for Samuelson, and Dahlin looks to be unlocked with a bit more of that stay-at-home defenseman feel like beside him. Mm-hmm. So I think those combinations and knowing how to utilize players in the right place, right time, and if you don't, you know, have that player to fill a gap, look for them on the open market, maybe with the trades, free agency, try to find complementary players in what a salary cap era that's hard, right? We even see like the Edmonton Oilers who went back-to-back Stanley Cup finals. now sitting outside the playoffs. So there's no certainty of how good or bad your team will be. And there's such small margins that I think you want to use data to really inform what you can make the best roster construction and how you best win as a crew. Because there's no easy answers. And these players all age, they all get injured. Everyone deals with the same problems in the NHL. So that the faster you can figure out the best answer for your team, I think the better off you'll be.
What do you say to someone? And I say that sometimes, especially when I look at goaltenders, say, he just looks good. And you're like, okay, but that it just looks good is not quantify into anything, but I'll say that sometimes, like, he just looks good. Like Tage at center right now, he just looks good. You know, do you say, okay, let's go to the data, or do you still think the eye test sometimes helps leading you in a certain way?
Well, I think the eye test definitely helps you dig into why he looks good, right? Is he scoring off the rush? Is he using his size? Is it his, you know, are they not giving him his slap shot anymore? So he has a bit more time and space closer into the net. So I think you can always like go a bit further and push as to why. So I always ask coaches, well, why do you feel that way? Or what's important about his game that you want to look at more? Yeah. And I would dig into that area. But I will say if there's results, that's the end goal. So if you're winning, you're scoring goals. Sometimes it doesn't matter how sloppily you get there. And some players look worse than others doing it. I'm okay with that too. If the puck ends up in the back of the net and there's not a lot of shots on my net that are high quality.
Mm-hmm. Megan, terrific insight today. We look forward to seeing you on game night real soon.
I will see you on Friday.
Have a good Thursday, also known as Thanksgiving, but have a good Thursday in Canada.
Thank you. I will.
Megan
I'll
was
have some Alberta beef.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, it's the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People will ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
ABBA, 8-bit ABBA. Gotta love it. Paul Hamilton, ABBA fan. That was the point. I think that's why we made that association, because Paul loves his ABBA.
You've nailed that.
Has that held up, Paul? Is it still like ABBA time in your house every so often?
you know, I have all sorts of things on my listening device, all sorts of music. There's a little lab on there, so there's all sorts of different things on there. Things
do you
that
ever
surprise
just
surprise
like,
you and things would that not surprise you?
Okay. Do you ever just sort of like let it ride, shuffle all your liked songs, whatever you get, you get. That you're not in a certain mood necessarily. You're just going to, because there's a wide, we all have this probably. Bulldog maybe not as much, a wide range of genres.
What kind of thing is that to say to me, that I don't have a wide range of genres?
I
just
mean,
because I don't like Journey, I don't have a wide range of genres?
Well, I can't see you listening to, like, classical music or...
That's fair. I don't. It's not something I do a lot
yacht
of.
Rock.
You're not coming to the Journey final concert, whatever that mess is. That
listen,
they have
Final Frontier.
I don't want to get into all this again. I respect that. It's just not my thing. No, no, I'm not going to go. No, Yacht Rock. Listen, I've thrown a Steely Dan album on in the attic, and I sit there. It's a battle because I feel myself, I'm like, really dig this. I'm singing along. What is happening to me? Stop it. Go do something else. Because I feel like I don't want to like Steely Dan.
It's only barely Yacht Rock
but
anyway.
It's, you know, whatever. So, you know.
It's not like the schmaltzy kind of Yacht Rock that I think more defines the genre. Steely Dan is more interesting.
Musically, they are extremely interesting. Yes.
All right. How many Sam Spence? Sorry, Paul. Just one more. How many Sam Spence songs do you have in your on your list? I've got like 30. NFL films. See, that's another one. That's what I meant. I can't see you.
Plugging in. That's absolutely
NFL films.
You're right. I'm sorry. I objected so vigorously.
I certainly respect your taste.
I understand what you're getting at.
That's all.
Well, yeah. Bulldog.
Is that weird?
When you finished watching the Bills movie the other day, followed by the Chiefs movie, which is on right afterwards, are you hooked on Hallmark now, or did you just sit all night and watch the rest of the movies that we're on?
I don't even want to continue this line of inquiry.
Did you watch it? Was it out?
It's out. I have not. I'm happy for all of the people that I know, and I know a number of people who were involved. And, like, good for them. I sent in an audition reel to the guy that reached out to me. I went for it. So I'm not No.
What
I'm
about
not watching.
Paul, have you seen it?
I have, yes. I've seen both.
What's your review?
I thought they did a really nice job of portraying Bills Mafia and Bills fans. Mm-hmm. It wasn't too schmaltzy, as I'll use the word that Mike just used.
Yes.
It was, you know, the typical Hallmark schmaltzy, but it didn't go overboard with it. And, I think they did a really – and it was something – I saw an interview with the Stars, and they really, really, really wanted to do it justice, you know, for that Buffalo fans would say, hey, you guys did a good job. And they said at the premiere they got a lot of comments from the fans that they felt that they portrayed it the right way.
Good.
All right.
All right, now to the Sabres, who are on a little bit of a roll. Impressive game. Well, 9 goals. Friday was fun, impressive. And then I think Bulldog said himself just a little while ago, the Carolina win impressed you more because that's just a quality team that can be tough, you know, on the road, that kind of thing. What are you thinking, Paul? Like, are they're getting a little bit healthier? I mean, it's looking up a little bit here.
Yeah, and 4 out of 5, I mean, the Detroit game in its own sense, was impressive the way they did it. So they've had, to me, 3 impressive wins, but all in different ways. But, Norris, I thought maybe since he had his own line today with Benson and Austlin that he was basically telling us he's playing tomorrow, and he was alternating it on the number one power play with Benson. He is not, but I would probably be surprised if I didn't see him on the weekend. He's that close. He really, and Lindy Ruff said he's not ruling out the weekend. It's 3 and 4. So, you know, for sure he's not playing 3 and 4, probably not even playing back to back. So it wouldn't surprise me to see him maybe Friday and Monday, you know, something like that. But I would be surprised if we don't see him on the weekend. He seems like he's right there, ready to play.
Winnipeg is here Monday night.
I'm pretty intrigued by that line that he was on, but now that we know he's not going to play tomorrow, I'm wondering if that was just like a get through the practice placeholder kind of line, or if that is something that Lindy Ruff would want to take out for a spin.
Yeah, Dunn was there. I mean, and Dunn would be the one that was out of the lineup if Norris was going in from the lineup of the Carolina game. So. Yeah. I think he maybe wanted to see it, and I've been kicking this around with Brian and anybody who wants to kick it around with me. What do you do now when he's ready to come back? Because I've really liked the Thompson, Tuck, and Doan line. Those three players have all taken off in this little winning streak, and Thompson has a personal high, his goals in six straight games. He is now back on a 45-goal pace.
Yep.
For a while he was on a 29-goal pace. And so I don't think I'd be too big of a rush to break that line up. So
I'm
now you've got Norris with Benson, who were together. Who do you put on the right wing? My thought was Quinn. I thought that just might be something that gets Quinn scoring goals the way I, when he was younger, thought he could do in the National Hockey League, playing with a guy like Norris. So that was my thought. That might be a pretty good combination.
Yeah, I'm prepared at this point. Like, I think we know the reason why Thompson got moved to wing in the first place. Like, it was around this time last year, I think. Right, Ruff was talking about both he and Cousins. Like, if they can't handle what needs to be done in this system from that position, then we're going to have to make a change, and they made a change, right? So there goes Thompson to the wing, and that went well enough that you wanted to keep going with it. But, injuries have forced their hand. It's working for now. It's always a pivot they can make later, I suppose. But I'm not inclined to mess with Doan, Thompson, and Tuck right now.
Well, Ruff said that the numbers would tell you Thompson is a better player on the wing than at center. But he said you also have to take into account who he's been playing with. And he goes, I think that matters. He goes, a lot of the time he was on the wing,
Benson, without Norris, right.
Right, yeah. Right. So, then he went to center, and he seems to have flourished again. So that's one of the reasons he gave for leaving him on the wing last year. He just said the numbers would tell you that's where he belongs. But he goes, all of a sudden you had a need here, and it's worked out very well.
Yeah, some of those numbers I imagine are like all around, like defensive metrics, that kind of stuff. Because that is, I think, like to circle all the way back here to the original point, that's why Thompson got bumped out of center in the first place. And I guess until that becomes a problem again that they can't live with, that's not offset by the rest of the lineup and Thompson himself specifically performing, then I think I would want to just ride with it for a while here and see where we land. Because it does, you remember, like, going all the way back to Don Granato's idea to pull Thompson off the wing, it's one of my favorite all-time hockey coach commentaries was, well, the walls sort of defend him. And he's in the middle and he can use his reach on both sides. It's just that there's a lot more there that you're just losing out on if, one of the boundaries defending him is the wall. So I still think that makes sense. It's just a matter of whether you can live with the defensive shortcomings that
I think Thompson
are going to crop
finally
off.
Admitted that he feels more comfortable at center. He's never admitted that. He's always said he'll play where he's needed, and he has scored goals on the wing.
Yep.
It's not like he stopped scoring goals over there. Or whatever, but he finally admitted when he went back over there and kind of got out of this funk that he had been in for quite a while. He took over that Detroit game, went to the middle and took it over.
Yeah.
I mean, and has played great ever since. He's been Tage Thompson again. There's no reason to move him.
A big part of Friday night was Tuck and the four assists he had. And, Paul, you and I had a lengthy conversation on pregame about where he had been this year and the contract, and starting to wonder if that is looming over not only him but the entire team, you know, collectively. Like, what are we doing here? Are we going to pay our guy? Are we going to trade our guy? Just fold the tent and go home. And, boy, I mean, it must have been a big relief, I think, for everyone to see him have the night he had on Friday.
Yeah, I was really bugging him and talking to him after the game. He said, I felt more like myself finally. He goes, I just haven't felt like myself out on the ice. And when that happens, you start pressing. And then you start doing things that are not good for the team or yourself. And then it turns into just bad, bad things. And that's the way it's been. But, you know, ever since he started to feel more comfortable, did you notice now that, you know, he's stripping people the puck again? Which that wasn't happening, you know, and causing turnovers and, you know, getting transition going the other way. All those things, you know, happening. And, you know, Doan fits right into this group because when those two are playing like that, now Doan, he's always going to be around the net. He's always going to be in on the forecheck and winning battles. And, you know, that's the way he goes. And, by the way, his numbers and J.J. Paterka's numbers are pretty close.
Yeah,
closer
right.
than Utah bargained for when they made the trade. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, he does look like a nice find. I mean, if this team gets good, that guy is going to be he's going to be popular.
He's going to be a kingpin.
Like
yeah.
It's already happened, but they got to get
see
to
that
a level where
camp. Because they talked about how him, you know, reaching, you know, he has an upside, you know, and. Paterka has 9 goals and 7 assists for 16 points, and Doan has 7 goals and 8 assists for 15 points. And I don't think that's what Utah was counting on when they traded for J.J. Paterka, that he and Doan would be almost identical in their numbers. And, you know, Doan also, don't forget, he just hadn't scored in the National Hockey League level. He had in the American Hockey League. I mean, you know, with Tucson in 2023-24, he scored 26
right.
goals in 62 games. And then in another 11 in 28 games last year. So it's just a question, can you now carry that over to the National Hockey League?
Right, and we really haven't seen a lot. He's got a very – he's in that Paterka shot. Paterka's got a very high level, almost Olofsson-level shot, I would say.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Doan doesn't have that, but we have not really seen – but he does have a very – I'd say above-average NHL wrist shot, Doan has. But mostly his goals are they're around the net. I'm going to the net, and I'm gonna be here to shovel stuff in, or have it bounce in off me, or whatever. And that's his credit too. But I guess I'm just saying there's a skill set there still that I don't think we've seen from him.
When
so
I was doing my homework, when I was doing my homework on Doan, a lot of people were saying to me he's got a great shot. I don't think we saw it until Tuck sent him in on that 2-on-1 the other night. And then he ripped it and just roofed it under the crossbar. Goaltender, you know, didn't have a chance. That was the first time. There's that shot I heard about. He just wired that thing. And it had some juice on it. But he's not like Paterka, like that kind of shot. But if their numbers are going to be, like their goal and assist numbers are going to be fairly similar, I'll take Josh Doan. I mean, Josh Doan can play in the defensive zone.
100%.
He can win battles on the forecheck. He's around the net. The only thing that J.J. Paterka has on him is a shot, and probably by the end of the day is going to score more goals than Josh Doan is. But I quite honestly think I would rather have Josh Doan than J.J. Paterka. I think I can already say that, and I probably will still say that next year and the year after.
Luukkonen looking up, Paul?
He is. I mean, his last 5 games, his numbers aren't bad. Now, they all aren't starts. The one was he played most of the game because Lyon only played 6 minutes and got pulled.
Colorado, right?
Right. Yeah. But Lukanen's 3-2 in his last 5 appearances. He has a 2.42 goals against and a .910 save percentage. So, you know, he's kind of rounding into form. I thought the last game against Carolina will just rip shots from anywhere. That they're a shot volume team, and that's what happened in the third period when the shots were, I believe, 13-4. But I thought I never once in a 3-1 game said to myself, uh-oh, the Sabres are in trouble. Because Luukkonen was solid. He was stopping, you know, the long shots, you know, holding on to the rebounds. If he had one from in front, he made the save on that one. But how many grade A's really did they have in the third period? Maybe one or two, maybe. But I never thought to myself, boy, they are in trouble. They're hanging back here. It's just that's what Carolina does. They shoot the puck from anywhere.
That's what was so impressive to me about that win, Paul, is that it wasn't a hang on. It was a just close it out. And there's a difference.
Yeah, get it to the garage, as you like to say. And that was a perfect game where they got it to the garage, you know, without any damage being done to them.
How about the blue line, Paul? I mean, Dahlin, is he settled right back in here and it's almost like he never left?
Yeah, I mean, he played those four games, coming back from Sweden at 7 assists. Actually had a goal, but the NHL, for whatever reason, didn't think that was a goal, but I thought it was. I don't even think there was any question, but anyway. Offensively, he's been good. Samuelson, as a partner with him, they've both been good. Samuelson is like a shot-blocking machine. Dahlin, you know, every now and then he gets a little too carried away and turns the puck over, and he kind of his numbers are a little high that way. But overall, I mean, ever since he's been back from Sweden and got a chance to see his fiance and have some appointments, you know, life appointments, you know, things that the two of them need to know for the rest of her life. I mean, he came back. I haven't seen like that. I can't tell you the last time I saw him like that. He was just all smiles and all positivity, and that had to rub off on his teammates, you know, also to say, you know, look at Raz. He's doing good. Everything's going well, and he's doing good, and I think he just needed to go back and see it for himself and participate in those. And the Sabres would never admit this, but knowing that Dahlin had to go back and do that at some point, that was the time to do it. Because you're not winning in Colorado. You probably aren't winning in Utah. I mean, you're not winning in Carolina, even with him out there. So let him go do that. You're going to lose those games anyway. And, you know, he's back for the Detroit game, and they turn it around and win it.
Last thing, Paul, quickly, I'm sure you've noticed, the standings are amazing. Division, conference, all 16 teams in the East are within 9 points. Top to bottom in the Sabres division is 28-21. So 60 games left. I mean, the season did not get away from them.
Well, I might push back a little bit on that. They still have 7 teams to leapfrog. To get over, that's tough, even though that's only 4 points to get to the playoffs. I mean, if they were 7 points behind it in ninth place, I wouldn't even worry about it. Yeah, you can make up 7 points on one team. That's fine. Because it took them to – they had to get 4 wins and 8 points just to get out of the cellar. That's what it took to get out of the cellar.
Yeah, well, right.
You know, and they got by – at that point, they got by both the Leafs and the Rangers. The Rangers won last night, so now they're tied with the Rangers. But as far as I go by points percentage, because it takes the games in hand out of the equation. So they're both 500. The Leafs are 477. The next team is Columbus at 543, which is 3 points ahead of the Sabres, or points percentage 543 to 500. I mean, the Pittsburgh Penguins, they're in ninth place. You're playing them tomorrow. They're right there. But the problem is you've done all this mostly at home. Now your 8 out of 10 games are on the road. You've won one game on the road, and you were darn lucky you won that one. That was the last game against Detroit where you were down by 3, and all of a sudden you started playing the way you were capable of playing, and you were able to come back and win a hockey game. But the road has not been good to the Buffalo Sabres. They're 1-5-2, and 8 are their next 10. So what happens now? Do you lose everything that you've just gained by picking up those 8 points quickly? Or have you figured it out? How many times have we said that in 14 years? Have they figured it out in this streak? Have they really figured it out? And then,
this seems like a really good place to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Prepare for us to be confused for the rest of the year about that.
Right.
That's probably what will happen.
All right, Paul. Safe travels to Pittsburgh, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good, guys.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you, and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tomorrow night in Pittsburgh, the Sabres kick off a stretch of 9 games in 16 days, and including 3 and 4 wrapped around Thanksgiving this week. It'll be followed, of course, after the home game on Monday against Winnipeg by a long stretch on the road, and the Sabres' confidence can be buoyed by looking at some other Eastern Conference teams that have gone out there and done incredibly well of late, most notably the Islanders, even to a lesser extent the Senators, who had a couple of big wins this week against Anaheim and San Jose. You can find the matchups that work best for you and build out your 5-game pack today. Enjoy savings on single-game pricing, priority access to playoff ticks, and flexibility to bundle your favorite games. Visit sabres.com/5. to purchase yours today. We saw something on Friday we'd never seen before in Sabres history. That was the team scoring 9 goals on home ice against the Chicago Blackhawks. So, to add misery to all the Hawks fans who used to come into this building cheering for Pat Kane and company, we're going to blind rank all 9 goals because it was such a fun night with Beer Saber in hand. Although, we're not holding the Beer Saber
right now. We're not holding the Beer Saber, and people are going to say, how can you blind rank goals that you've already seen? I've forgotten about him because I
Well, I never get a chance to talk, so I don't even know what happened. Like, I just sit there and look at you and wait for you to
Well,
finish.
Yeah, and I was way more concerned with the buzz, the band, the Beer Sabres, the vibes. And so, yeah, I mean, I maybe I remember one of them, but this will be interesting because we're going to play them.
Right.
And we're going to kind of remind ourselves what happened in the game.
And maybe it leads into anytime goal scorers, because on Friday night, of course, we both were feeling very confident in our prediction. So much so that after the second period, I said, this game's going to end 9-3. And it did. So I was a very, very much on the ball on Friday, and I cashed a big bet with having Samuelson score as my anytime goal scorer.
So you have made more money than I, but I have more wins than you. So that is maybe my conservative nature of going with the lower odds, but you go for the the home run and the grand slam.
So show me the money.
Show me the money.
Okay.
Jerry McGuire, show me the money.
Let's get into the blind ranking of the goals, because it was 3-1 after 1. 6-2 after 2, and I don't know if I've ever sensed more excitement from you on a 9th Buffalo goal.
Yes.
Because I got the prediction right and you were so happy for me. But it was hard to keep track. Like, I always found as a fan, when you're sitting there in the seats, you walk out of the building so jacked up.
Yes.
After seeing 9 goals, and then the next day your buddy asks you, like, well, what was the best moment? You're like, I don't know.
Like, if it's 1-0, it's easy. Oh, there was a save and there was a goal, and that's good. But, okay, so producer Sam is going to just run a goal right now, and we, for the radio audience, we'll tell you what it, which one it is. So this seems to be like a power play. Oh, that was the Alex Stuck pass to Bo Byram on the power play. That was a really nice pass by Tuck, by the way.
That was nice. I'll put it like midway, number
well,
five.
We have to agree. So
we do?
Yeah, we. Oh, it's boo. It's a combined blank ranking.
Okay.
So
well, I'm never going to argue with you. So
I think five is appropriate. Okay. Like in the first one here.
It was a beautiful play, and it was all part of a 4-point night for Alex as he had four assists. We've got the Byram goal smack in the middle. Perhaps this is also conservative.
So
nature.
That made it 3-0. Though that was kind of a big goal to go up 3-0. Though, but okay, five is a good place to be.
Did
I
not,
like that.
Did not end up standing as the game winner.
No.
Stay tuned for that.
Because of Bryson. Bryson.
You know, I was looking at it. Anyway, Sammy, you got to roll the goals because
okay,
there's no way I'm going
to
get ahead
one.
Of you.
Let's go to the next goal. Which one is that? Okay, so, oh, that's the Tage Thompson goal. That was later in the game. That made the score 7-3. That was the first goal in the third period for the Sabres. I'll tell you this, Duffer. I think this was like 7 for me. Because he missed a shot.
He didn't miss. You need to look at it better. He absolutely placed it between the legs. He did not miss the shot.
I still think he missed a shot.
Okay, I've got it at number 4.
Well, 5 is taken. I went 7. So halfway would be 6.
Okay.
So we'll put it at 6.
You're going to be wrong. But we're going to be wrong.
Well,
so,
there's no wrong way. This is our opinion. And combined opinions even harder to do, especially between you and I.
Do you know one thing that has never been uttered in our history together on the air? Consensus.
Consensus. It has never been. No, not at all.
Okay.
Okay, so let's go with the next one.
Oh, is this Sammy's?
This is...
Oh, that's the Samuelson goal.
This is the Samuelson goal.
Off of a Hawk's back. When doves cry.
Yes. What did that make? That made it 5-1 in the second.
Sorry, Sammy, but that one is
nine.
Dead last.
That's nine. Okay, good. I'm glad we agree on number 9.
So
with
bad.
Sammy.
The storyline that comes from it is amazing. Samuelson scoring again, doing so in back-to-back games in 3 out of 4 games. But
He tells me he meant to hit off the back of the defenseman and around the goalie, I'd put him number 1.
Enjoy your 21% shooting proficiency.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
And speaking of, I mean, obviously the shooting percentage was really high for the Sabres this weekend. This is all part of a 9-goal blind ranking we're doing. Oh.
The first Josh Doan goal. That pass by Tage Thompson, the save, and the sticking with the rebound. So
because he didn't cash on the first opportunity, I have minimized this in my mind.
Yeah.
Like, great play, but wasn't like bar down on the release from the pass. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So
it has to be top 4 because we have 5, 6. And 9 taken. It's not 7 or 8.
Okay, we'll put it 4th.
4th. Okay, I'm going to go with 4 as well. So, okay, that's good for me. Number 4 is Josh Doan. The first goal of the game is a big goal. It set the tone. Beer Sabres were lifted at that moment for the first time in the game.
That might, yeah, that should probably elevate it a little bit higher. I might have wanted to go 7th here. But anyway, we've got it at number 4. Now, this was such a balanced offensive attack. And this goal,
Jack Quinn.
This was Quinn, and he ended up having quite an impact in Sunday's game. I was looking at this as like a big springboard opportunity for Jack, but I'm going to go 7.
I think 7 is it's a nice goal. I mean, it made it 8-3.
Mm-hmm.
The shot was fantastic, but I think 7th is appropriate because Soderblom, the goalie for Chicago, didn't move. He just was like, can we be done? I want to get back to the bus by
he
that point.
Did his impersonation of Jacob Markstrom last week against Tampa.
Yeah, Markstrom
got caught
didn't
flat-footed.
Move much, yes. So,
okay, on to the next.
Yes.
And it is.
Oh, that's the 9th goal. That is the Jacob Bryson. That was a nice goal.
Number one.
I can't go number 1.
First in almost, 77 games, and it was done that way. I'm going number 1.
Would you settle for number 2 with me on that one? Because there's one in my mind that I think we'd have to go number 1 that we haven't gotten to yet. But I can we go number 2?
Sure.
Let's go number 2 with Bryson. Although it was the 9th goal, I love the confidence of him to get the puck right there in front of the goalie.
It nailed my prediction. Nine is my favorite number. Like, obviously, I'm going to try to launch that into a different stratosphere. But it sits at number two. We've got three to go.
Okay. Let's see what
part of me is now thinking, I hope we don't score nine in games anymore.
The Jason Zucker goal. What a play by Jack Quinn, by the way. Like, the backhand pass, the turnover at the blue line, I think it was McLeod with the turnover, and then the Quinn to Zucker. So what do we got? We got 8-1-3 left. Hey, can it be eight?
No.
So it has to be three.
Okay, if you seem bent on a different number one.
Yeah, I think I've got something saved for number one. Okay. At number three for this one. For
your memory is better than mine. We'll put Zucker in at number three. I thought it was a triumphant return to the lineup, worthy of
being number one. Okay. Well, you've already wanted six of those goals to be number one, so that's good.
And what was my motto?
Any goal's a good goal. Yeah. Any goal's a good goal.
Please score more than the other team.
Okay. The Josh Doan second goal, the transition play, the Dahlin to Doan in the neutral zone. Doan, while falling, lifts it over the glove under the bar. That's my number one.
Really?
Yeah. I love the Dahlin play. Like, to just that. I mentioned it was like a little bump and run chip, right? He just got it over just in time for Doan to get in with speed, lean, falling, elevate. Like, that's a... I know it's from the other side, but it felt like a Sidney Crosby goal.
Yeah.
You know, Sidney would be a lefty coming down the other way, but it felt like a Crosby
goal. So it's number one, and then where does that slot the last one?
What was the last one? Who scored in that game that we have one goal left? And it's going to be eight, but I don't remember what goal that is.
Was it McLeod?
That is the – yeah, it is the McLeod in the slot. Oh, my gosh. That was a nice feed by Zucker, fighting off the defenseman, finding McLeod in the slot.
Part of a 3-point game for Zucker.
Well, only eight is left. I think that should have been a top five goal when all said and done. But I totally forgot about that Zucker goal. That McLeod goal, that pass by Zucker.
It happens.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.